Welcome to Living on Purpose, a regular contributor to the Rabble Podcast Network since 2007. Rabble is one of the few spaces in the world that provides a thoughtful dimension to breaking news and views on that breaking news through print, video, and audio formats. Consider Rabble a rich source of nutrients in your media diet.
This fine podcast is a proud member of the Rabble Podcast Network. Your support at rabble.ca/donate helps podcasts like this get out to the world. Where can you give your support? rabble.ca/donate. Thank you.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio. Free.
Oh, I like that bell in the background. Okay, well, today is June 17th, 2014, and Living on Purpose Lynn is meeting up with Amanda Bond. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Lynn.
I don't know what that bell is, but we're just sitting on the grounds of the Parliament buildings here in Ottawa. It's very nice evening.
We are. Mm-hmm.
So, you and I met very serendipitously at the National Arts Centre. Earlier this spring, at a concert, you were at the same table and you turned around and said hello.
That's right. In fact, I think that you were sitting at that table and
yes.
My friend and I arrived a little bit late.
I think that's what happened.
And we asked if we could share your table. And you were kind enough to oblige.
Well, thank you. Yes. And then my friend and I were talking and you were sort of minding yourselves or whatever, and then at some point you turned around and introduced yourself and all this colorful personality emerged, and it turned out you're an artist and a musician,
and it turns out that you do this radio podcast.
And so here we are.
That's right. Isn't it nice how things work out?
It is, yeah. Well, and you have to sort of follow that thread, you know?
I mean, I agree.
I think a lot of people can connect and they don't follow through along that thread of connection.
It's true. That does happen. Mm-hmm. And it's happened to me, too. Mm-hmm. And I regret it when it happens. So more and more I try to make sure to follow through with things and people that I meet along the way.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, and that's what we're doing today. I guess the CDs you gave me are in the bag.
Oh, and the bag is under the microphone.
The CD you gave me is called Down the Road, Amanda Bond and the Outskirts. And
yes.
Just now, you gave me Juniper Weekends, and that's your first CD.
It is.
You solo.
Actually, no. It's the same band, but we had not adopted a band name yet when we put out that first CD.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure whether the project was going to extend beyond that one CD. And so I just put my name on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a bit about you.
I try to make my lyrics specific enough yet general enough so that they don't sort of pigeonhole you into one feeling or one story or one, you know, paradigm.
Mm-hmm. I want to mention that it's starting to rain, and we're actually sitting under the branches overlapping of two magnificent trees by a statue of Queen Elizabeth mounted on a horse in a dark bronze, I would imagine, up on a large stone base.
This is true.
Overlooking
the gallery.
The National Art Gallery.
Yeah.
And behind us, well, you're looking at the Parliament buildings, east side of the Parliament buildings.
Yeah.
And I just realized that your famous red umbrella will be unfurled this day.
It will, my brand new umbrella.
That's actually very good, because when we meet a year from now, we can talk about that.
We can. I can tell you all the stories of me and my red umbrella, what we've done together, where we've been. I love the fact that we're not getting wet.
I've only felt the slightest bit of a drop. The only thing that alerted me was just the sound on the leaves.
Well, we were talking about the songs on the CDs. Generally speaking, I will write the song and then I bring it to them. And they are all such accomplished and unique musicians in their own right that mm-hmm. I seldom mm-hmm. tell them what to do. I definitely don't write their parts out and give them to them. Having said that, if they come up with something that I'm not crazy about, I'll tell them and they do something different. But we really are, for the most part, on the same page musically, so that doesn't happen that often, that we disagree or that I insist on them changing something. It's very cohesive musically to work with these guys.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, I feel like even from the beginning, they get what I'm trying to do, and they do what they do so much better than I ever could, you know, and it just kind of works.
So together it works.
Mm-hmm.
What about Chelsea Tonight on your first CD?
Chelsea Tonight. So that is, it's the last track on the CD. It's actually the sort of secret bonus track. I wanted to do that just because I thought it would be fun. We actually recorded it in the style, the Dave Bignall, who did the mixing for both of these CDs. He's a wonderful mixing engineer and also musician in town. He had the idea of putting an effect on it so it would sound like an old vinyl recording. Mm. So it's sort of crackly. And that song was written during the recording of that first CD. And it's actually about the recording process of the first CD. Mm-hmm. We recorded it in Chelsea. We did the vast majority of the CD over 2 weekends. And I wrote a song about it as we were doing it. I was just so much on cloud nine. It was something I'd wanted to do for so long and had seemed for a while like it was out of my reach until I decided that it wasn't going to be. And then I was doing it. And I could hardly believe it. You know, I was pinching myself the entire time and just reveling in every minute. And so that song came out about being in Chelsea and recording, and Walter, who is the dog, who was present at the recording sessions. I like that song. It's funny, we don't play it. It's not one of our go-tos. But maybe I should bust it out on Saturday, mm-hmm. now that we're talking about it.
Hey, thanks for mentioning Saturday. What's happening?
Yeah, we're playing up in Wakefield.
Hmm.
At the Cafe 1870, a lovely little place right on the corner as you drive into town. We've actually never played there, so I'm looking forward to...
And it's a solstice.
Oh, that's right.
June 21st.
That's right. It's also Jazz Fest.
Yes.
And Ron Sexsmith is playing.
Oh.
And that's a shame, because I would have liked to go see him. But duty calls.
The life of a musician.
It's true, yeah. It's pretty cool that we're playing there, actually, because you could say that this whole band started, really, with me attending on a regular basis the open stage at the Cafe 1870 years ago, 2009 and 10-ish. I was going there. They had this open stage every Wednesday night, and I would, you know, drive the half hour, just me with my guitar, and go up there and be so nervous and play my songs. And it was a really receptive audience, and
nice.
There was something about it that really jived. I mean, there are many open stages in town. It could have been a lot easier to just go to another one, but there was just something about the people and the room and mm-hmm. everything about that night that I liked. So I went regularly, and it's the kind of place where if you've shown your face enough times, you know, you start to recognize people. And I mean, the whole room is musicians, so they will offer to kind of back you up, you know. So as a solo amateur singer-songwriter, all of a sudden you kind of have this band, which is cool. And so I was playing with a few people up there sort of on a weekly basis, and out of that, the dominoes started to fall. I met somebody who introduced me to Danny, and my meeting Danny sort of was the catalyst for me starting this band. So it'll be nice to go back there and hopefully tell that story, you know, to the people in the room. And yeah, so that's on Saturday.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that our time is probably drawing to a close here.
It just may be.
Yeah, I think we've done amazingly well to be in this dry zone where...
I think so, too.
I mean, it's actually very magical.
You get full credit for that, Lynn.
Thank you.
You chose the location.
Is there anything else that you'd like to mention? Anything?
I'm very excited to say that we have been invited to play the Stewart Park Festival this year in Perth. It's happening in July, on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of July. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, playing on the Sunday. And I guess I just want to say thank you to you for this opportunity. It's so cool that we met at the Sneezy Waters show. And here we are.
Yeah.
Doing this.
We've attempted to get together. Well, at that grassroots festival.
Yeah.
We thought we might connect. There was a lot going on for me at that point. I didn't even get to the festival, and you got very busy there.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Amanda Bond, thank you so much for being my guest on Living on Purpose.
Lynn, thank you so much for being my host on Living on Purpose.
Well, I think we are starting to get some raindrops, so we're going to go and visit the Ravel party now.
Let's do it.
All right. Thanks for listening to Living on Purpose.